here's an example of the vapor bubble we just spoke about. On the left, you can see we have a vapor bubble at 45 fluence. Important to note is that the vapor bubble is actually larger than the laser catheter. So this is the primary reason why we use the two-thirds rule, or when we're dealing with coronary, even the 1 millimeter rule as far as undersizing. If we don't account for this vapor bubble, the vapor bubble is basically energy. That energy, if we put it in too tight an area or too small an artery, or we don't size correctly, that has the potential, that energy going into the wall, causing a dissection or even perforation. If we look over to the right, you can see that by going up on the fluence, it also makes our vapor bubble bigger. So fluence controls our vapor bubble. You have to be very careful that you don't get too aggressive with your vapor bubble too early in the lasing cycle. A good rule of thumb is to start with a relatively low or conservative setting, such as 45, create a channel so when you go back with your 60 fluence, you now have a little bit more room for that vapor bubble to work well. If we put a 60 or an 80 fluence vapor bubble into too tight a lesion, you really run the risk of having too much energy in a tight space, and that energy has to go somewhere, which will be, unfortunately, the vessel wall.